Chapter 2, Neural Networks, Coordination Emerges. The Integration Revolution. The Hydra attacks with terrifying precision. Its tentacles, armed with stinging cells, fire in coordinated volleys that would be impossible for any single cell to orchestrate. When prey touches one tentacle, the entire organism responds, other tentacles sweep inward, the mouth opens, the body contracts. This ancient cnidarian, little changed in 500 million years, demonstrates the revolutionary power of neural coordination. While organisms limited to cell-by-cell sensory responses thrash ineffectively, the Hydra's nerve net transforms multiple sensory inputs into unified action. The age of neural networks had begun. This chapter traces the emergence of nervous systems as the second major transition in consciousness evolution. Where sensory systems transformed environmental noise into meaningful signals, neural networks transformed multiple signals into coordinated responses. This wasn't just an improvement in reaction time or accuracy, it was a fundamental change in what organisms could do. Neural coordination created possibilities that no amount of enhanced sensing alone could achieve, and organisms lacking these capabilities found themselves increasingly outcompeted by those whose cells could truly work together. The computational crisis. By the late Proterozoic, roughly 600 million years ago, sensory evolution had created a paradox. Organisms possessed increasingly sophisticated arrays of sensory cells, mechanoreceptors detecting touch and vibration, chemoreceptors identifying specific molecules, photoreceptors tracking light, thermoreceptors monitoring temperature. But each sensory cell could only trigger local responses. A mechanoreceptor might cause nearby cilia to beat differently, a chemoreceptor might alter local metabolism, but there was no way to coordinate responses across the entire organism. This limitation became increasingly costly as three factors converged. Body size increased, larger organisms needed coordination across greater distances. Local sensory responses couldn't generate effective whole-body behaviors. Sensory complexity grew, multiple sensory modalities generated conflicting signals. What should an organism do when chemoreceptors signal food ahead while mechanoreceptors signal predator approaching from behind? Environmental challenges intensified, the late Proterozoic saw increasing ecological complexity, more predators, more prey, more competitors. Success required rapid, sophisticated responses that uncoordinated cells couldn't generate. The mathematics of the problem was stark. Consider an organism with 1,000 sensory cells, each capable of triggering one of 10 possible responses. Without coordination, the organism has only 10 possible behaviors. With neural coordination allowing sensory integration, the same organism could theoretically generate 10^1000 different response patterns, a number larger than all the atoms in the universe. The competitive advantage of organisms that could tap even a fraction of this behavioral space would be overwhelming. The first networks, nerve nets. The solution emerged in the form of neurons, cells specialized for rapid, long-distance communication. The key innovation was the action potential, an electrochemical wave that could propagate along cell membranes without degradation. For the first time, information could travel quickly across an entire organism, maintaining its fidelity over distance. The earliest nervous systems were nerve nets, diffuse networks of neurons without centralized control. Modern cnidarians, jellyfish, sea anemones, hydras, preserve this ancient architecture, offering a window into the first neural networks. These systems, while simple by later standards, provided tremendous advantages. Whole-body coordination, a touch on one side of a jellyfish triggers coordinated swimming contractions across its entire bell. Without neural coordination, only local areas would respond, generating chaotic, ineffective movement. Signal amplification, weak sensory inputs could trigger strong, coordinated responses. A few prey cells touching a sea anemone trigger massive tentacle movements and mouth opening. Temporal integration, neural networks could sum inputs over time, responding only when stimulation exceeded thresholds. This prevented energy-wasting responses to minor stimuli. Behavioral sequences, networks could generate ordered sequences of actions, tentacle capture, followed by mouth opening, followed by body contractions for swallowing. Fossil evidence for early nerve nets is indirect but compelling. the late Ediacaran fauna, 575 to 541 Maya, includes organisms like Dickinsonia with apparent bilateral symmetry and coordinated movement traces, suggesting neural control, Gelling et al., 2005. The sudden appearance of complex trace fossils, coordinated movement patterns preserved in sediment, at the Ediacaran-Cambrian boundary indicates the widespread evolution of neural coordination. The competitive advantage of coordination. To understand why neural networks provided such overwhelming advantages, consider the concrete example of prey capture. An organism with sensory cells but no neural coordination faces severe limitations. Detection: chemoreceptors might detect prey, but only cells directly exposed to the chemical gradient respond. Approach: movement toward prey is uncoordinated, with different body parts responding independently. Capture: when prey is contacted, only local areas react. The prey easily escapes from the uncoordinated response. Consumption: without coordinated muscle contractions, the organism cannot effectively move prey to its mouth or digest it. Contrast this with a neurally coordinated predator. Detection: chemical detection by any sensory cell triggers whole body alertness and orientation. Approach: coordinated swimming or crawling movements rapidly close distance to prey. Capture: contact triggers coordinated tentacled appendage movements that surround and immobilize prey. Consumption: sequential muscle contractions move prey to mouth and through digestive system. Quantitative studies on modern cnidarians demonstrate the magnitude of advantage. Hydras with intact nerve nets show prey capture success rates 50 to 100 times higher than those with chemically disrupted neural function, Lenhoff and Lenhoff, 1988. The coordinated tentacle movements enabled by neural networks transform what would be random flailing into precise, effective hunting. Centralization, from nets to cords. While nerve nets enabled coordination, they had limitations. Signal propagation was slow and diffuse. Complex behavioral decisions were difficult without centralized processing. The solution was centralization, concentrating neurons into nerve cords and ganglia that could process information before distributing commands. The transition from nerve nets to centralized nervous systems appears to have occurred multiple times during the Cambrian explosion. The advantages were immediate. Faster processing, concentrated neurons could exchange information rapidly without long-distance propagation delays. Hierarchical control, ganglia could inhibit or facilitate reflexes based on integrated sensory information. Behavioral flexibility, centralized processing enabled context-dependent responses, the same stimulus could trigger different behaviors depending on other sensory inputs. Learning capability, concentrated neural networks could modify connection strengths based on experience. The fossil record preserves beautiful evidence of this transition. Early Cambrian arthropods show clear nerve cords and brain structures. Fuxian huia, from the Chengjiang fauna, 520 Maya, preserves traces of a ventral nerve cord with segmental ganglia and a proportionally large brain, Ma et al., 2012. The correlation between neural centralization and ecological success is striking. Organisms with centralized nervous systems rapidly diversified and dominated Cambrian ecosystems. The architecture of advantage. Centralized nervous systems didn't just process information faster, they enabled entirely new computational capabilities through specialized neural architectures. Sensory integration centers, dedicated brain regions that combined inputs from multiple sensory modalities. The optic lobes of early arthropods integrated visual information with chemical and mechanical senses, creating unified perceptual models that no single sense could provide. Motor pattern generators, neural circuits that could produce complex, rhythmic behaviors without continuous sensory input. Swimming, walking, and feeding became smooth, efficient activities rather than jerky stimulus response chains. Inhibitory control, the ability to suppress reflexes when inappropriate. A hungry organism could inhibit feeding responses when predators were detected, a capability impossible with simple excitatory networks. Memory circuits, recurrent connections that could maintain information about recent events. An organism could remember which direction prey was moving even when temporarily out of sensory range. The competitive advantages of these architectural innovations were profound. Studies of modern organisms with different neural architectures demonstrate the pattern. Flatworms, simple nerve cords, show 3-5x better maze navigation than cnidarians, e-nerve nets. Arthropods, ganglionic brains, demonstrate 10-20x faster decision-making than flatworms. Vertebrates, elaborate brains, exhibit 100x more behavioral flexibility than arthropods of similar size, Northcutt, 2012. The Cambrian arms race, neural escalation. The Cambrian explosion represents the most dramatic example of neurally-driven competitive dynamics. Within 20 million years, nervous system complexity exploded as predators and prey engaged in an evolutionary arms race. Each innovation in neural processing was met with counter-innovations, driving rapid escalation in neural sophistication. Predator innovations. Visual processing centers, anomalocarids evolved sophisticated compound eyes connected to large optic lobes, enabling tracking of fast-moving prey. Multimodal integration, predatory arthropods combined visual, chemical, and mechanical senses to locate hidden prey. Predictive circuits, neural networks that could anticipate prey movement patterns and intercept escape routes. Strike coordination, motor centers that coordinated complex capture sequences involving multiple appendages. Prey responses. Escape circuits, giant fiber neurons enabling rapid, whole-body escape responses. Camouflage control, neural control of chromatophores for active camouflage. Defensive coordination, neural circuits coordinating spine erection, shell closure, or chemical defense deployment. Vigilance networks, sustained attention circuits that maintained alertness without exhaustion. The losers, organisms with primitive neural networks found themselves caught in an escalating war they couldn't win. Nerve net organisms, cnidarians were pushed to marginal niches, sessile ambush predation or planktonic drifting where sophisticated neural control was less critical. Simple bilateral nervous systems, early flatworm-like organisms faced extinction or restriction to parasitic or interstitial lifestyles. Uncoordinated sensory systems, the Ediacaran fauna, lacking sophisticated neural integration, vanished almost entirely. The pattern in the fossil record is unambiguous. By the Middle Cambrian, organisms with complex, centralized nervous systems dominated every major ecological niche. The few survivors with simpler neural architectures persisted only in specialized environments where neural sophistication provided less advantage, parasitic lifestyles, extreme environments, or microscopic scales. Information theory and neural evolution. Modern information theory provides a quantitative framework for understanding neural advantages. Shannon entropy calculations reveal that neural networks don't just transmit information, they compress, filter, and transform it in ways that maximize behavioral relevance. Consider the information processing challenge faced by a Cambrian arthropod. Visual input, (10^6 bits/s) from compound eyes. Chemical input, (10^4 bits/s) from antennae. Mechanical input, (10^5 bits/s) from sensory hairs. Total sensory input, (10^6 bits/s). Without neural processing, this information flood would be meaningless noise. Neural networks solved this through feature detection, extracting behaviorally relevant patterns, edges, motion, chemical gradients from raw sensory data. Dimensionality reduction, compressing high-dimensional sensory input into low-dimensional behavioral commands. Noise filtering, averaging across multiple sensors to extract signals from noise. Predictive coding, using past experience to anticipate likely inputs and detect deviations. Information theoretic analysis of modern neural networks shows compression ratios of 1,000 to 1 or higher, turning overwhelming sensory floods into actionable intelligence, Sterling and Laughlin, 2015. Organisms lacking such compression capabilities would be paralyzed by information overload. The energy economics of neural competition. Neural tissue is metabolically expensive. Neurons consume 10 to 20 times more energy per gram than other cells. This cost created a crucial trade-off. Neural tissue had to provide competitive advantages that outweighed its metabolic burden. This economic constraint shaped neural evolution in profound ways. Efficiency innovations. Myelination, insulation that increased conduction speed 100-fold without proportional energy increase. Sparse coding, representing information with minimal neural activity. Synaptic pruning, eliminating redundant connections to minimize maintenance costs. Local processing, performing computation near sensors to minimize long-distance signaling. Cost-benefit dynamics, the fossil record suggests that neural investment tracked ecological complexity. In stable, simple environments, organisms with minimal nervous systems could persist. But as ecological complexity increased, more species, more interactions, more environmental variability, the benefits of neural investment overwhelmed the costs. Quantitative modeling reveals the tipping point. When predator-prey encounter rates exceed -1 per day, the energy cost of maintaining escape neural circuits is repaid within hours through avoided predation, Niven and Laughlin, 2008. Similar calculations for prey detection, mate finding, and habitat selection all show positive returns on neural investment in complex environments. From reflexes to decisions. Perhaps the most profound advantage of centralized neural networks was the transition from reflexive to decisive behavior. Simple nerve nets generate stereotype responses, stimulus A always triggers response B. But centralized networks could weigh multiple factors before responding. This decisional capability manifested in several ways. Conflict resolution, when different sensory inputs suggested conflicting actions, central networks could prioritize based on context. Threshold adjustment, the same stimulus could trigger different responses depending on internal state, hunger, fear, reproductive condition. Behavioral sequences, complex multi-step behaviors could be initiated and maintained despite changing sensory input. Exploration versus exploitation, networks could balance the need to exploit known resources against the value of exploring for new ones. The competitive advantages of decisional capability were enormous. A predator that could decide whether to pursue prey based on integrated assessment of prey size, escape probability, and its own energy reserves would dramatically outperform one locked into stereotyped attack responses. A prey animal that could balance feeding needs against predation risk would survive where purely reflexive organisms perished. The path to higher consciousness. As neural networks grew more sophisticated, they created the substrate for the next levels of consciousness. The computational machinery that evolved for sensory integration and behavioral coordination could be repurposed for more abstract functions. Pattern detection circuits became the basis for learning and memory. Predictive networks enabled anticipation and planning. Conflict resolution mechanisms laid groundwork for emotional valuation. Self-monitoring circuits opened possibilities for self-awareness. Most importantly, neural networks created the possibility of subjective experience. The binding of multiple sensory inputs into unified perceptions, the generation of coherent behavioral outputs from chaotic inputs, the maintenance of internal states that biased responses, these computational functions began to create what we recognize as the unity of consciousness. Conclusion: the coordinated revolution. Neural networks represented far more than faster reflexes or better coordination. They fundamentally changed what it meant to be an organism. Where sensory systems had created islands of meaning in a chaotic universe, neural networks built bridges between those islands, creating unified organisms capable of coherent action. The competitive advantages were overwhelming and immediate. Organisms with neural coordination didn't just perform existing behaviors better, they could do things that were literally impossible for organisms lacking neural integration. Coordinated hunting, complex escape responses, adaptive behavior based on integrated sensory assessment, these capabilities opened new ecological niches and strategies. The fossil record preserves this revolution in exquisite detail. The Cambrian explosion was, at its core, a neural explosion. As nervous systems grew more complex, so did bodies, behaviors, and ecological interactions. Organisms limited to simple nerve nets or lacking neural coordination entirely found themselves marginalized or extinct, outcompeted by neurally sophisticated rivals. But neural networks were just the beginning. The computational machinery of neurons, once established, could be elaborated in ways that would transform not just behavior but experience itself. In the next chapter, we explore how neural networks gave rise to something qualitatively new, affective consciousness, the ability to feel. The organisms that could not just sense and respond but actually care about outcomes would inherit the Earth, leaving their emotionless competitors in the fossil record.